We're happy to make podcasts available for selected EdWebinars for your listening pleasure. If you'd like to receive a CE certificate, you must watch the video recording. Recordings and quizzes can be found in the EdWebinar archives. Please visit home.edweb.net/podcasts for more information.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for today's webinar and taking time out of your busy days to do so. Today, we're going to be discussing TeachRox Harmony Student Wellness Program. If you are new to our webinars, let me introduce myself. My name is Gina Machado. I am the Associate Director of School Partnerships for TeachRox, and I have the honor and the privilege of working directly with schools and teachers to support them in implementing TeachRox curriculum. And with all of that taken care of, I'd love to start introducing our speakers. The first is Dr. Ginger Frady, who is joining us from Tennessee.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Frady, as Gina mentioned, and it's my privilege to be the current principal of Red Bank Middle School in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I've been with TeachRox for a couple years now and excited to partner with them for Harmony.
Thank you so much, Dr. Frady. And now I will pass it over to Casey McCoy, who is joining us from Stockton, California.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm currently a middle school math and advisory teacher in Stockton, California at a STEM charter school. And we have the pleasure of being the first school on the West Coast to pilot and use TeachRox Harmony.
Thanks so much, Casey. And Michelle Levy, also joining us from Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Levy, and I'm an instructional coach at Red Bank Middle School, and I was introduced to TeachRox through my principal, and it is an amazing situation for our teachers and students, and I'm grateful to be a part of it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you all so much for being here. I just think that there is no replacement for our participants to hear directly from people that are working with the Harmony program in schools right at this moment. So I appreciate you. I know how busy life is working at a school. I'm going to get things started with our opening poll. And I'm just going to narrate a little bit of it for those of us who may be joining after the fact and just listening to this in podcast form. So we'd love to know, what are you most interested in learning from today's presentation? We're going to talk about all of these things, but which one is top of mind for you? So are you most interested in hearing about how to implement TeachRox Harmony Student Wellness Program as a school-wide initiative? Are you joining us just as an individual teacher and you're most interested in how to use the resources in your classroom independently? Are you most interested in learning about the impact of the program on school culture, or are you most wanting to hear about indicators of success of the Harmony Student Wellness Program? So all of those results are rolling in. Thank you all so much for participating in the poll. We have lots of teachers on today. We're so happy to have you here. Many of you are interested in learning how to use the curriculum independently in your classroom. Lots of people curious about the impact. That's great. I'm going to move on. Thank you all so much for participating in the poll. So if you are new to TeachRox, TeachRox is a nonprofit that was launched by Stevie Van Zandt with Founders Board, Bono, Jackson Brown, Martin Scorsese, and Bruce Springsteen. And for more than a decade, TeachRox has been providing teachers, students, and families with quality educational resources for free that inspire deeper learning through music. So I mentioned that TeachRox has been developing and sharing lessons for more than 10 years, but Harmony is one of our newer endeavors. So I wanted to share a little bit of history about how we got here and why we are working in the student wellness space now. So historically, when you think about early childhood education, a lot of time and energy and resources are devoted to social emotional learning. We spend a lot of time teaching students how to share and take turns and be a good citizen. And what traditional curriculum suggests is that by the time they get to middle school, they got it all figured out. And the time that was once devoted to those soft skills is now given to more time in the content areas, more rigor, more test prep. The problem is we all know that early adolescence is a very turbulent time. Whether you work with this age group or not, we all have been an adolescent at some point. And we all know about how challenging it is to navigate all those changes that are going on in your mind and body. So one of the unexpected benefits of COVID was that it shined a light on the wellness needs of students. This is not a new thing. We've always known about this. Kids come to school with a whole host of needs outside of their academics, but this really got us talking about what are those needs and how do we best meet them, especially for adolescents. So it's now that much more difficult to get an 11 or 12 year old to talk about things like managing their emotions than it was when they were 5 or 6 years old in elementary school. How do we get them to the table to talk about those things? Well, the answer is TEACHROCK. So we have taken the TEACHROCK way, which is to use music as a springboard to learning, and we've applied it to student wellness. So TEACHROCK's Harmony Student Wellness Program is a complete curriculum. It is designed to be taught in 20-minute chunks daily in either a homeroom or advisory type period in your school day. And the powerful thing about these lessons is that it is creating this common language among your entire school. So by inviting all of the teachers and all of the students to listen to the same songs and engage in the same conversation topics, you're really going a long way to start building this culture, this positive culture in your school. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what the curriculum looks like, and then we'll have a chance to hear about impact and how it feels to deliver it as a teacher. The curriculum is aligned to CASEL's 5 key competencies. CASEL is a leader in social emotional learning, and each of those competencies serves as a topic for one of the modules or one of the units. Each module is organized into 8 lessons, and one lesson is broken down into 5 20-minute chunks. So this is just something that you're doing every single day, but it's organized for you in a way that you know just what you need to do every single day to keep moving the mission forward. What we're going to do today is we're going to jump into the first module, self-awareness, and we're going to look at a segment from that lesson to give you a sense of what exactly is in this curriculum and what makes it unique. So this is a lesson from our self-awareness unit. It's called One in a Billion, Exploring Individuality with Erica Badu. And that's exactly what students do. They're going to explore the concept of individuality or a unique sense of self by listening to the music of Erica Badu, examining her sense of style, looking at her body of work. And Erica Badu is actually a member of the TEACHROCK Artist Council, and she recorded a message for our students, which I'm going to share with you in 1 minute. And while we're listening, I invite you to use the chat to write about how you imagine students might take this message and apply it to their own lives, or how you might imagine students will respond to a video like this. Let's take a look.
Peace and love. My name is Erica Badu, also known as She Ill, and I'm an artist. And I joined Stevie Van Zandt and the TEACHROCK Artist Council because I believe in you. I am impressed by you. You are an improvement on our design. So I wanted to play a part in being the welcoming committee, welcoming you and giving you permission to be yourself, to create and to learn and to grow in a safe environment. We've been waiting on you.
I always feel like that's such a powerful message from her, just encouraging students to put themselves out there, to be themselves. You have permission to do that. And it's really that message that this whole lesson is built around. So this video is a part of what students experience on day one. They learn about what is individuality, what does that mean, what different aspects make up individuality. We're going to talk about what they do the next day on day two, because I mentioned that the lessons are broken into little daily segments. So this is what day two looks like. The first thing that students do when they come in is circle up. And this is a pillar of the Harmony program, is circle practice. In a world where face-to-face human connection is increasingly less common and increasingly more difficult to facilitate, circle practice is such a powerful way to build the culture of communication in your school. So we get all of the kids in the circle. The teacher sits in the circle with them as well. And that's the way that we open the day. We start a prompt and we get everybody talking. This particular prompt is asking students to talk about what pressures do you experience to fit in to what everybody else is doing? Do you feel like you have to conform to the other interests and styles and tastes of people around you? And as you can imagine, that really gets adolescents talking, because that's a big part of the experience of a young person, is kind of trying to just blend in. I don't really want anybody to notice me, kind of thing. After circle, whether you are using a slide deck like this that is provided to Harmony Partner Schools, or you're using the teaching notes that are provided for free to individual teachers, there'll always be whatever information that you need to further the conversation or ensure that students have the key information that they need in order to engage in the rest of the day. That will be provided for you next. Again, our goal is really to make this a complete package and make it something that's easy for teachers, and it's all in one place. So here's some information that you can share with students about the idea of embracing your individuality in spite of whatever pressures you may feel. And because music is the cornerstone of TTROC and the cornerstone of Harmony Student Wellness, the next thing that students do is they're going to listen to a song by Erykah Badu. And while they're listening to this song, Apple Tree, they're going to think about, what is the message behind these lyrics? So rather than me as the teacher standing up in front of the room trying to impart this lesson, and my students are kind of, you know, checking out, they hear me talk to them all day long, we're going to take it from somebody else and listen to the music and analyze, what are the lyrics saying? What's the message there? So this is the second invitation for communication. The first thing that we did was we circled up and we all talked in a big group. The next invitation is that we're going to talk one-on-one in pairs and just practice that next level of communication. Students will talk about the lyrics, and these get them thinking about, you know, be careful about who you choose in your life. Choose friends that are going to build you up and support you in expressing who you are, and not pressure you to just conform because that's what everybody else is doing. So there's lots that can be pulled apart from these lyrics, and it's interesting to hear what the kids' perspective is on all of it. The next piece of the curriculum that is in all of the lessons is students have a journal prompt. Another big part of this curriculum is every student that participates has an art journal. And this is a place for students to do their own personal reflection. Every classroom has an art kit. So students are encouraged to explore the journal prompts creatively, however they want to. We tell them this is not a place for a well-developed paragraph. No one's marking your work. If you want to draw pictures, if you want to sketch note, if you want to do a combination of those things, that is all encouraged. So on this day, we have students thinking about who or what inspires them in their lives. Do they have any role models? Typically, these prompts are something that ask students to look inwardly. And if it's something that they would not necessarily feel comfortable yet sharing out in the group, they have that safe space to do it in their journal. The session wraps up with a closing circle. We bring everybody back together to reflect on what it is that we talked about today. This particular circle asks students to consider, what are the barriers or challenges that they've seen or they worry about when they think about trying to embrace their individuality. It's all well and good to say, be yourself, but what are the challenges that might come? And this is something that is very common throughout the Harmony curriculum. We'll teach students a tool or a strategy to improve their wellness, but then we'll ask them, can you envision the roadblocks that might come up as you try to do this, so that we have an opportunity to talk about how do we navigate those roadblocks? And what trusted adults in school or at home can we turn to when we need help? So that's the basic format of a single day. And the next thing that I want to highlight before I turn it over to our other speakers is the culminating art project. So each week, the learning that happens culminates in an arts-based project that gives students an opportunity to reflect on what they learned and express what they've learned. Sometimes it's a visual art project, sometimes it's drama, sometimes it's music based. So during this week, students listen to Love of My Life by Erykah Badu, and they really focus on the freestyle rap that she does in the video. And they analyze it a little bit. They think about, you know, how does this suggest she feels about herself? How did she choose these words? They listen to the rhythm and the cadence. And then we invite them to write their own rap. So take everything that you put in your journal all week, think about all the conversations that you had, all the songs that you listened to, and prepare your own poem or rap that reflects your sense of individuality. There's a lot more scaffolding that goes into this, but we're just looking at a little segment of the lesson. And then, of course, we invite students to share their rap to whatever capacity that they are comfortable with. So some students may get up there and give a full all-out performance. Some students may choose to just read a line from their work, but that they all have an opportunity to share that art project to continue to build that sense of community. With that said, when you go into a school that is doing the Harmony Student Wellness Program, there is truly evidence all around the building of the community that is being built through the art projects. And in a second, you'll see some of those images. Dr. Frady is going to speak a little bit about the impact of the program at her school, and you'll see just all the beautiful student artwork that's up all around the building. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Frady, and she will share with you a little bit about her experience with the program at her school.
Thank you, Gina. So I just want to start out by saying I was a principal of an elementary school before I moved to Red Bank, and I was able to use the other Teach Rock program with all of my students, and it was really impressive to see how even littles kindergarten could, connect to rock and roll and have that be a connection for between them and each other as students and also students and teachers. So when I became principal of Red Bank last year, I inherited a pretty broken building. Ms. Levy might talk a little bit about that too. And the two of us were new last year, and we knew the first thing we had to do was establish a way for students to learn to trust each other, students and teachers to trust each other, and teachers to trust other teachers. So we had this rare opportunity that doesn't happen often in leadership where people are looking for change and are hopeful for change. But I learned pretty quickly that we couldn't talk to each other and we couldn't connect. And so I knew we couldn't move forward if we didn't figure that out. Having used Teach Rock previously, I knew that I would be able to have some sort of leverage. So we started talking about how to use circles, and it kind of grew from there. And then, Gina, you want to move the slide? This is our student council group from last year, and they just, you can read the quote, but really blossomed, and it was the beginning of the change for us, where kids started to see each other as more than just competition or not in my friend group, or I'm a middle schooler and I don't know where I fit and I don't know where my voice is. So we were able to immediately see a change. And we actually started piloting Harmony midway through last year. So it was January when we launched. Just some data to give you a picture. The kids joked a little bit last year that there was a new sheriff in town because we immediately started with like school is school and we have to reestablish what that looks like and before we could even talk about academics. And so this is just some behavior data for us from last year. And you can see, you can read it for yourself to see that we had a lot of drama. Our pyramid was inverted. Our tier two and tier three were much bigger than our tier one. And we worked really, really hard, and I'm happy to say that Harmony was integral in that change. And you can see the data this year. Our tier one, we are at 88.5% of our students are able to make positive choices every day. And about 5% of them have had to have at least one redirect, and or sometimes two. But then our, like, at some point last year, I had 127 students that were having disciplinary issues. This year, I have about 20. And we know who those kids are. And so we are able to support them at that tier three level. And one of the ways we do that every single day is through Harmony. This is just another look at our data. For anyone who might not know, OSS is out of school suspension. You can see the rate has gone down. We're not like 21, 22 kids were in school and out of school in Tennessee. It was a little bit funky for us. So that number isn't really a representation, but there was also some pretty big dysfunction in the building. Last year, you can see that there was definitely a new sheriff in town. But not only were we holding kids accountable for their actions, but we were also empowering them to have voice in the building and build connections and notice each other and notice the adults and that we were in it together. So I really think that that has made an impact and continues to make an impact across our building. So this is just a picture of one of the art pieces. So last year, one of the first lessons in Harmony is your name and what that means about you. And it was the very first time that our students did any art outside of having an art class. And not all kids had access to art every day. So the first thing we did was make sure that kids had art kits in all of their homeroom classes. And we made sure they all had art journals. And the pride that started to develop was pretty quick with that. And so what I was hoping to capture in these photos is it's not a before and after. It's a second year artifact for us. And the quality of work and the creativity that students put in place when they're talking about their names is a very quick positive impact. Like you can immediately see it when you walk in the building. And Miss Levy might speak a little bit more to this, but we had an event earlier this year for the state of Tennessee where we had STEAM accreditation. Every single child that was in our building was proud of the work. Teach Rock has been instrumental in making that change. So Harmony, having our kids connect, having our kids do art projects every day, like the pride is there. The kids don't mess with each other's artwork. If anything, it has created connections across differences that might not have existed. And I think to see the change you've seen in our building in 2 short years, it's directly related to us launching the Harmony program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Frady. Actually, really quick, before I turn it over to Michelle, I wanted to hop back here and see if you could talk just a little bit about the chronic absenteeism numbers. There was some interest in the chat. I know that there's been a lot of talk about that recently at teacher meetups as well. So I just was wondering if you'd speak a little bit to attendance before we pass it over to Michelle.
Yeah. So that chronic absenteeism for us in 21-22, we were in that still, if you got COVID, you were at like a 10-day, you know, stay home. If somebody in your family got it, then it was another 10 days. And so the absenteeism rate was high. But last year, I think when rules came into play and there was not, there were expectations in the building and common expectations, we did see some kids who were like, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not coming in. I'm not going to have to take my hoodie off. I'm not going to complete assignments. I'm not playing this game. And so for me, it was, how do we convince the kids on the fringes, but also the ones who were in the building every day that this is worthwhile and they are worthwhile? And how do you start that? So I think you can see the change that 8% drop has been directly linked to morning meetings. Kids used to come in angry. Dr. Robertson's our superintendent, and he asked me, like, what is the major difference? And for me, the word that comes to mind is smile. Like when our 12 through 14 year olds walk in the building at 6:45 in the morning, it's still dark in Tennessee. They're tired. They don't want to be there because they're in middle school and it's too early. But that was last year. This year, they'll say good morning. They'll smile. They'll engage in conversation with you. Not a ton, but so much more than last year. And that's because, at 7:15 in the morning, when that bell rings, we're circled up and we're music is playing. Like, it's quite amazing to be in a building and hear like the Rolling Stones playing at 7:15 in the morning and everyone's engaged. Like, that feeling is priceless.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yep. So I'm going to turn it over to Michelle Levy, who works in the same school as Dr. Frady. They've worked closely in rolling out Harmony Student Wellness as a whole school initiative. And Michelle is going to tell you a little bit about her experience with the program as an instructional coach.
Thanks, Gina. And as Dr. Frady mentioned, one of the things that our students really struggled with was trust and being able to communicate with each other. And I think what this has done is by creating those open circles and having an opportunity for the open-ended questions and sharing some vulnerability between the teachers and the students, is it's really opened up an opportunity to build a family. And so our advisory teams are basically, it feels like a family. I ran homeroom last year, and the kids in my homeroom, every single morning, we make it a point to stop and talk to each other because we don't get to do that now. In the future at our school, we have homerooms that will last. So kids will be in the same homeroom for 3 years, which is a really great thing to build that community and family environment for the kids. The other great thing is the common language. TeachRock is music. And not only can students all create a common language within the music that they like, but also in investigating and exploring other kinds of music. And they can also explore what other people are saying. Not only are we doing it in our homeroom, but the teachers will also oftentimes refer to some of the things that we have done in our homeroom advisory and relay that information again within class, for example, ELA or social studies, depending on what the product was. And so this one here with the life songs was a PBL that was created at the end of testing. As you guys are well aware, after testing is over, there's a lot of downtime. And again, I noticed a lot of you guys are struggling from chronic absenteeism too. And so after testing, that sort of drops off. But we have attendance drops off. And so with our life songs, our students were able to, through the TeachRock program, create an opportunity to either interview somebody from their family, a person from the community, somebody from the school, and get to know somebody else even more intimately with communication skills. So the students had to interview and conduct an interview and tape the interview and then create an album from the person that they interviewed about their life. So not only were it's almost a journalistic activity, which was amazing, and all the kids did it and created a QR code. And Gina, I'm ready for the next slide. And so as an instructional coach and thinking about how to move the lever for teachers to buy into this and hop onto this and be excited about doing something else, TeachRock creates this beautiful, already created curriculum with the spots where you stop and you turn and talk. I know as an instructional coach, we're constantly looking for an area for students and teachers to listen to what each other has to say and compare and interpret. And so this gives them an opportunity to talk about things that are important to them, but low inference so that they cannot be wrong. We also, at our faculty meetings and our PLCs, our collaborative plannings, we also model what it's like to be in a circle and how impactful it is and how many things that you get to learn about your colleagues and coworkers. And I can go to the next slide. And so this is an image of some students that we have. And one of the students, I'm not going to tell you which one, but it's pictured in the picture, mentioned that during COVID, they all started to feel isolated and didn't have anybody to talk to. And it was so easy to hide behind their phones. And there was no reason to actually sit down and connect with somebody else because you weren't sure how people were going to interact with you. And so it was really eye-opening and refreshing when he said, listen, like, I can talk to other people now. You're giving me the ability to talk to other people through things that are important to me and things that are important to my friends. And I might not know that person, but now I know something about that person that creates a strong connection. And going back to those school-wide art initiatives, the other wonderful thing is every single person in our school has some type of mark on our campus, whether it be their name, a piece of artwork. Also, it's not just a one-time deal for the PBL projects. Every single lesson has an activity, and we put them around our doors, and every kid that is in that homeroom knows that they belong there. And that creation of a culture and a community has completely revolutionized the way our students behave, interact, and learn.
Wow, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and again, it's just such an amazing impact that it's had on our school. We had students that didn't want to be there. They didn't trust us. When you would walk up and ask them at their lunch table, like just to say hello, they'd be like, what did I do wrong? But now we can talk to each other and it's so amazing. And the kids do really smile when they come to school.
Thank you so much for sharing all that. I think it's so powerful to not only see the data and how the school level data is changing, but also hear all of these anecdotes. And I think that we probably could fill the whole hour with these anecdotes of ways that we have seen students change. So we're just trying to sprinkle them in to share some of the warm and fuzzies with you where we can. This next image is from a recent school visit that Stevie did. The band is out on tour now. And so while on tour, he is making it a point to visit schools, especially schools that are doing the Harmony Student Wellness Program. And there's a quote from Stevie here that says, "Our Harmony Student Wellness Program helps schools turn their morning homeroom period into a space where students discover themselves and gain self-confidence, while also becoming thoughtful, empathetic community members." So just reading that out to those of you who may be listening to this after the fact. And I think that Michelle and Dr. Frady have really summed that up so far with what they've shared. So I'd like to show a brief video from a recent school visit that Stephen did at a school in Stockton, California. And then afterwards, we'll have a chance to hear from Casey McCoy, who is a teacher at that school.
I'm Kelly Huddleston. I'm the school counselor here. And I think Teach Rock is just such a unique program. I work in the district, but this is my going on year 11, and I've seen a lot of different social emotional programs. I've never seen the buy-in from the teaching staff all united. We have the advisory period first thing in the day, and this is how they start their day, and they're getting it every single day. So, you know, in the past, we've been exposed to programs that it's like, okay, you know, it's a once a week thing, or it feels like a chore, but this feels so good. And the students are really enjoying it. The teachers are enjoying teaching it. And it's, the ripple effect has been huge, because I can say that we needed this. Yeah.
Amen.
I mean, we were struggling at our culture of our school and students not understanding each other, not being kind to each other. And just from that first lesson about your name and the background of your name and how we should be proud of that, it's helping students just be kinder, be more united. And the fact that we're so excited about this program, our students are so excited. And now today is like the cherry on the top. So I just, as a school counselor, I noticed the ripple effects in my office. You know, students talking about things they've learned or relating to each other. We're kinder. We're working together. I can't wait to see where this takes us, because this journey has been awesome. And these people that are doing it every day are phenomenal. So I'm just really proud and I'm thankful for this.
So before I turn it over to Casey, I just want to share those beautiful sentiments that were shared in that video are certainly echoed by the behavior of teachers across the country wherever we go to do professional development. I can see that the teachers are really feeling the power of the curriculum. They're really into the music that we're playing. And that's kind of the key. If teachers are really excited about it, the kids are going to be excited about it. They know whether or not their teacher is into it, whether they're coming from an authentic place. So it's our goal to give you something that you can feel really excited and passionate about so that you can transfer those feelings to your students. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Casey McCoy, who is going to share a little bit about her experience with Harmony as a teacher.
All right. So I think our counselors summed it up in a nutshell so beautifully. We needed this so badly. And everything that Teach Rock Harmony has provided so far, and like Red Bank Middle School, we just started this program in January, and we've seen the connection that the kids have been able to make with each other grow in leaps and bounds even just since then. As a partner, I do want to talk about from a teacher perspective, because I know the last thing any teachers want is just one more thing on your plate to have to prep, to have to plan. And the amazing thing about this is all the work is already done for you. It's basically plug and play. It's amazing. There are days when I walk into my classroom with about 15 minutes to spare. You know, we've all been there, wake up late, get kids out the door. And so I'm able to, in my advisory class, just throw up the slides on the TV through my screen share, and I can even roll through it some days without prepping ahead of time, without even like looking through the slides. I can go through it slide by slide with the kids as well. And when the students create their art, they can create with items probably on hand already in your classroom. They love the opportunity to draw, to color, and talk to each other at the same time. And it's always, this is my most favorite thing ever about teaching, is hearing the flow, that buzz that's created when everyone is in that state of creating, that zone. You can just hear it. It's beautiful. So I think we can go to the next slide. Okay, so some of the changes that we've seen in the classroom just with between kids, just the culture, is students are really beginning to relate to each other better as human beings that have identities and feelings, because they live behind their screens most of the time. You know, they go home. I mean, even at the end of the day, the first thing they do is stick that screen in front of their face. And so it's amazing, you know, that even just sitting in a community circle to start off and to end the lesson, where they have to face each other and listen to each other, and connecting that way. It's beautiful. And it's really, I believe, the Harmony program does this by helping teachers create a safe space for students to share small pieces of themselves that they wouldn't normally get to share in an academic setting. We can go to the next slide. All right, so another thing that I love, the students love, the other teachers love, is that the cultural awareness piece. There's one module or one lesson that focuses specifically on exploring their cultural identity and making relevant connections with each other and the world around them. Specifically, my Black and African American students found the lesson Life is a Highway very interesting, because it talks in depth about blues musician Muddy Waters and his experiences with Jim Crow laws in the South and leading into the civil rights movement. But we explored it through a lens of what it feels like individually to experience change. And I really feel like we were able to draw out a lot of connections that maybe aren't explored very much in a day-to-day curriculum academic setting. All right, next slide, please. And it's not me anymore.
So we've heard so much so far from our speakers about what Harmony means to their school and their students. So I want to talk a little bit about how you can bring Harmony to your school. I'm seeing lots of questions in the chat and in the question box already about how do I get started with this and how does it all work. So I'm going to give a little overview of what's available right now and what's to come, and then we can move into questions and answers, because my goodness, there are a lot in the question box. So there are two ways to bring Harmony to your classroom, school, or district. The first way is through our open source teaching notes. Harmony was built during a pilot with Red Bank Middle School, where Dr. Frady and Michelle work, and originally started as something that was only available to partner schools. As we were kind of building it based on teacher feedback, and teachers would tell us, well, it would be great if we had closed captions, or, you know, we need to add this or that. We would get to work and add that to the curriculum to really make it something that works for teachers. Now that it is in a place where we really feel that it's ready to share far and wide, we are offering it on our website. You can find it at teachrock.org/harmony, and all of the lesson plans are free to all TeachRock users. So what you get from an open source access to Harmony is you're going to get scripted teaching notes, just the way that you would get from a standard TeachRock lesson. It's going to give you step by step everything that you need to say, all the links to all the videos, all the links to all the images that you need, the instructions for the weekly art activities. Those are all there that are free on the site. I did see a question that said, when will they all be available? So if you go to the site right now, you'll see all of module one, which includes the lesson that we saw today, individuality with Erica Badu. And then there's still four more modules that are coming. All of those will be published on the site open source by August, so that if you are getting ready to roll this out in your school next year, all of the lessons will be ready. But right now you can see all of the lesson titles and the lesson overview so that you at least know what is the complete package there, what's being offered. We didn't really want to drop all 40 lessons on you right away. It's a lot to digest. So they'll be rolled out slowly. And if you are a TeachRock user, we'll be emailing you to let you know, hey, the next 8 lessons are ready for you to look at. The second way to bring harmony to your school is by becoming a Harmony Partner School. So all of the people that you heard from today do work at schools that are Harmony Partner Schools. I've seen a lot of questions in the chat and the question box about professional development and how do we get started with that. So when you are a Harmony Partner School, the first thing that we do is we do a big onboarding PD, which is like a super fun celebration of we're rolling out this curriculum and we're listening to music and we're talking about the different strategies. You, of course, get access to all of the curriculum, but you also get the slide decks that we saw today. You also get access to Spotify playlists, which are now going to become YouTube playlists as well, because we heard that perhaps that's easier for teachers to access. And the purpose of those playlists is it's a place where you can go and listen to music safely in your classroom. And it doesn't have to be Kids Bop, but you can put it on and know that nothing that is not school appropriate is going to pop up because we have vetted all the playlists. You can put it on when the kids are coming in the morning. You can put it on when they're doing their art projects at their tables. You can even put it on later in the day in your math class. You don't have to only use it during your homeroom or advisory period. Another thing that's going to come with the partnership package is a weekly letter to parents. It's a mission of all schools to have family engagement, and so we want to support schools in doing that. With all of the extra interest around social emotional learning and student wellness, there also comes a little bit of fear from some families of what exactly is that? I don't know what that entails, and I'm not sure if I want my students to be learning these things at school. And so with the parent letters, we want to completely demystify things. There's nothing to hide and there's nothing to worry about. This is exactly what we're learning this week. This week, we're going to talk about the story of your name. These are the songs that we're going to hear. This is like a little narrative of what the lesson is going to be about. So in part, we want to remove any worries that families might have around like, what is this new curriculum that's happening? And the other part is we want to give families a tool that they can use to open the lines of communication in their own homes as well. So I always like to tell parents, just look at that letter and very sneakily put on the song while you're making dinner in the kitchen and just see what kind of reaction you get from your adolescent. You know, do their ears perk up and say, actually, I heard Lean On Me in my classroom today. How do you know this song? And does that get the conversation going? Because we know it's really hard to get adolescents talking. You ask them how their day was and they're like, fine. So it's just another tool that we can use to continue to build the community beyond just the four walls of the school. And then, of course, you will still get access to the teaching notes as well as a partner school, as well as ongoing professional development. So it's our goal to not just be a vendor that you see once a year, but we're an ongoing partner. We're checking in with you every month to make sure that you're on track. We're here if you need something along the way. Oh my goodness, we had a catastrophe and we really need a lesson about empathy stat. Can you recommend one from the curriculum to us? We're here to answer those questions for you. So basically the two ways are if it's you in your classroom independently, we got you and you can access all the lessons for free. And if you're looking to roll out a school-wide initiative, we are ready to be your partner and help you with that initial lift to get it off the ground. Okay, so with all of that said, we are going to jump into some questions and answers and hope my speakers are ready because we have lots of them. So let's see what we got. Okay. Well, this is a quick one that I can just answer really quickly. There's a question about, can the forms be translated into Spanish? And the answer is yes. All the parent letters are offered in both English and in Spanish. I will pose this question to the speakers who are using Harmony in their schools right now. And the question is, have you observed students that are really guarded about being involved in this curriculum? And did you have to adapt it in any way to help them relate to the content more?
So I'll take that one. When I was leading the homeroom last year, I have a student that was struggling from extreme anxiety. And in the circle time, she was really, really struggling. And we had a couple other kids throughout our building doing the same thing. And Gina helped us work through that by like helping us with our circle work and how she could look at the like a spot in the middle of the room. She could hold something. Maybe she could write her answer down first and then we could share her answer. But she was participating, whether it was through writing or looking at a spot on the floor so that she wasn't so overwhelmed by everybody looking at her.
Thank you for that one. Let's see. There is a question here for you, Dr. Frady. It says, Dr. Frady, which of your teachers participated with this program? Was it the whole school? Was it just a few in a grade level? And sort of the part two of that question is, how did you build buy-in for the program?
So it was everyone. And Michelle, you can probably pipe in too on this. So we modeled it first with a talking stick. So everybody had a talking piece. And then Michelle offered to go out and buy some pieces for people. So she brought in some dog toys as the instructional coach for anyone who didn't have a talking stick. And then they would stop by and get one from her. And then it became an expectation in our building. I would say that the teachers were all in a position, though, that they knew that we were in dire straits and they knew we needed to do something differently. And because they didn't have to plan it, and because I think they thought it was a privilege to be a part of Teach Rock and be asked to pilot, that sort of stroked their ego a little. And they were like, okay, we'll do this. And then Gina and her team listened when teachers gave feedback on how to improve the program or like the Spotify playlist, so that kids could keep listening to the music. We still are working on fidelity like anything else. Some people feel more comfortable with it or others. But I would say, and Michelle, you might want to speak to this too, but what we have found is the kids who are in classrooms where teachers are using it with fidelity feel very connected. And it's gotten to the point where the couple teachers who might not be doing it with fidelity, their kids are upset that they're missing out on something. And so we just offer to go in and co-circle. Like if my assistant principal and I are in the building, we'll jump into the circles in the morning too. So it's a united front and it's everybody lifting together for the kids.
And I will piggyback off of that. There are some teachers that were very hesitant to do it because it's totally out of their comfort zone. And just as me or Dr. Frady or even our assistant principal being willing to go in and just help lead a circle and be part of that. It also creates more of a common language between admin and the instructional coach and the rest of the staff.
Thank you both. Our next question is about supporting both students with disabilities and students that are English language learners. How do you support them with this curriculum? How does this curriculum work for all different types of learners?
I'll take that one. I think in terms of language learners, I like that it can speak to them on many different levels. Like music is music, you know, it doesn't have to be the words necessarily. It can be the notes, it can be the beat, it can be the instruments, the videos. And then in terms of expressing themselves, you know, with the community circles, you know, when you begin them, it's a little bit daunting for people who might not be comfortable, but there's always that option to pass and just listen. But once the culture is set, you know, you get a few kids who will surprise you and start to speak out, even if they're a language learner or students with disabilities. We do have a few students with autism in our middle school campus.
And sometimes their ability to relate to others can struggle in that way. But I think that speaking in a circle gives them a level of comfortability that, you know, they're not on stage. They're in a circle, they're part of a group. And that is kind of the goal of this program is we're all part of one family. We're together, we're a community. So I think that kind of brings everybody together in that way. I hope I answered the question.
I think so. Thank you so much, Casey. Lots of questions here. There's a quick one that I can answer about when did Teach Rock launch this program. So we had last year was our pilot year with Red Bank. This year we have been working with more partner schools and the official launch of our open source resources to all individual teachers is happening right now. You can get it on our site, teachrock.org/harmony. Let's see what other questions that we have here. There was a question here about elements of service, and through the program, have you seen students be able to connect with each other and their community through any kind of service projects? Or maybe we can talk a little bit more about the intergenerational Life Songs capstone that Red Bank has done so far.
I can speak to that. We've done a couple. So with TN Ready, for us, that's the Tennessee test. It was what to do with that time after. And I'm a big proponent, again, for getting arts in the kids' hands and giving them the opportunity to create. But I was also worried last year that not only did I feel like students couldn't listen to the adults in the building, but I also felt like there were missing opportunities at home too to listen to the adults or maybe to get the adults to slow down and listen to the kids. So we gave the kids several options with the Life Songs project, and that was that they could do, as Michelle mentioned, they could adopt, they could interview a loved one, or they could adopt an adult. And so we had some of our community members come in, including a couple principals from other schools came in and let kids interview them. One of our school board member came in, our mayor for Red Bank came in. So it was a way for the kids to find out who were these people, you know? And so we opened doors with the community there and kind of broadened the kids' horizons a little bit. And I will say that I had one student this year say to me, and it's his second year with the program, and he said, I actually have started listening to different music at home. And my parents were like, where did you hear this? And I can't remember. I think it was in September when we were talking about Hispanic Heritage Month. And this African-American student, his parents were like, where are you hearing this Latin music? And he's like, at school. And so he was just saying that he started exploring other genres of music and then music in other languages. And so I think it helped him. The fastest growing population in Chattanooga is our Hispanic population. So we're in our building a third, a third, and a third. So we have a third Caucasian, a third African-American, and a third Hispanic. And getting the kids to work together and build comfort with each other, Harmony has helped that. Just inadvertently, like side product, like bonus, didn't know, but super thankful for. And I think this year, actually, we took some pieces for our, we took some regular Teach Rock lessons and we did an advocacy piece. So right now the kids are testing and they're working on, there's one with Clean Up Plastic Beach. There's actually one on mountaintop mining. And I've been surveying the kids, like, which did you choose? And so just helping them find their voice in the larger community so that they know that they can make a global impact. They don't have to wait to be a grown up to have a voice in that.
Yeah, I think that was so well said, Dr. Frady. There is a lesson in module. There's lots of lessons, but there's one in particular that comes to mind in module 5 that's called Your Voice Matters, and exploring advocacy through music that really empowers students, that says your voice right now, whatever age you are, whether it's 11 or 12, there is power behind it. And you don't have to just be quiet and keep your thoughts to yourself because you're a kid. There's a place for you in the world. You are important too.
And we use that actually, Gina, we use that as a pre-teach. So we had already done those harmony lessons. So the kids knew exactly what it was when we gave them this independent choice and allowed them to explore a little further. So harmony was able to front load us on that, which helps with some of our special group populations who need to hear something more than once before they can be independent. So we were able to tie the two together nicely.
That's great to hear. Let's see. I think we have time for, we can squeak in like one or two more. There is a question here about being an individual teacher. What advice do you have to turning this into a school-wide initiative? So I guess the question is how to take this to administration or higher, if you guys have any suggestions from your experience. Well, the first thing I'll say from our perspective, I'll put our emails up in a minute at the end, is the first thing that you can do is reach out to us at TeachRock. You can reach out to Randa Schmalfeld, who's our director of school partnerships, or myself, and we'll kind of help you get started with some. We have handbooks for administrators, handbooks for teachers to kind of front load all the information that you need. You can share the recording of this EdWeb with them. We're happy to set up a meeting with you to support you with any questions that you have. But I don't know if anybody here has any advice, like Dr. Frady as a principal, if a teacher came to you and said, I think that we should do this really great program, maybe what would you be looking for them to have in order for you to hear them out?
I think if it was a teacher that came to me, it might be a little more difficult than if it was a couple teachers who had like played with it a little bit and were willing to help me present it to staff. If I needed to go that way with it, like if it was staff we needed to lift, or if it was they were asking permission from me or asking permission from the district for like sponsoring a bigger initiative, inviting me into the classroom to see it in action, having teachers talk to me and having kids talk to me about how it was making them feel, that's a really important lever right there. That gets principals to stop and listen, because we run a little bit crazy. So if you can get us to be like, oh, this group, this fifth grade group, we're doing it together and we just want to invite you in, can we put it on your calendar? And then you go in and visit, and then the conversation gets deeper.
Awesome. There are still so many questions, so we will be available. You can reach out to us. Our emails are in the chat. If you have any question that didn't get answered today, we're happy to answer it for you after the fact. I am going to start our end of the session poll. We would love to know, what resources are you most interested in learning more about? So is that becoming a partner school, using the open source materials as an individual teacher, or attending a virtual meetup to discuss using Harmony curriculum with TeachRock staff and other teachers? Thank you all so much as you're filling out the final poll. I really appreciate you being here, whether it's earlier in the day on the West Coast or it's just about dinner time on the East Coast. We know that teachers and educators of all kind are so, so busy. So thanks for taking the time to be with us today. And of course, thank you to our very busy and wonderful speakers for joining us and sharing their perspective. Couldn't have done it without you all. It's so valuable for teachers to hear your experience. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for me as well. This was a great opportunity to share what a wonderful impact it has made on our school.
Thank you all so much for being here. Have a great night.
We hope you enjoyed this EdWeb podcast. If you'd like to receive a CE certificate, you must watch the video recording. Recordings and quizzes can be found in the EdWebinar archives. Please visit home.edweb.net/podcasts for more information.